24.1. EDE 01040720250748, audio. I know, these distances seem like something out of a science fiction movie, they're so significant, but let's try to move forward anyway. A first caveat, rounding. There's important information on the internet that allows us to move forward, even without speaking to space specialists. However, be careful, I'm talking to myself here. 1 radian equals 9.55 revolutions per minute. Yes, that's true, but with numerical rounding. I checked this calculation with 9 decimal places after the point, and there's a difference. 9.55 revolutions per minute equals 1.0000073661 radians. For comprehension purposes, the number 1 is sufficient in this case, but not for calculation purposes. Why write this down immediately? For drift. Even if the SSV is planned in an equilibrium context in relation to angular velocity, drift is possible. The gravitational forces will change as we move away from Earth, and perfect equilibrium for the station doesn't exist. The distances to be covered are almost unimaginable. Nothing is simple. Right now, I'm also thinking about the instrumentation, the acquisition of positioning data, and the calculations required for correction. Rotation is also a factor. According to our understanding, the higher the rotation, the more powerful the calculation systems will need to be. This also involves memory. I refuse to make any mistakes, but I know I could be wrong. It's time for a little music here. As a starting point, let's take the height of Saturn V. 111 meters high, probably including the clearance tower at the top. That doesn't matter for now. Imagine two Saturns stacked on top of each other, and you might have the radius of the SSV, or 250 meters rounded off. Now let's see what this figure gives us in simulation. Radius, 250 meters. Diameter 500 meters. Number of rockets, 8 for the corridors. We're assuming the full usable height for the corridors. Note, this is a flyby. Rotation 1.9 RPM. Gravity 1.0089 g. If you want to call me crazy, now's the time. I still believe this is possible and that it will also be possible to install other different modules closer to the cross if necessary. In short, on another rotation level. Here I'm speaking directly to NASA. Just a comment, can the end modules be doubled while avoiding the V between two cylinders? I won't go any further on this point for now and will continue my reflection. To be continued. Pierre Michaud, PMI, father of Gabrielle and Stéphane Michaud, victims of abduction in September 2007. This July 4, 2025.